Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're profiling the latest round of NSTIC pilot project winners. The companies were awarded millions of dollars to develop identity protection and verification systems for consumers to have more security and convenience online. Today we hear from Denise Talo, co-founder and CEO of Privo, Privacy Vaults Online Incorporated.
Privo was established in 2001 to enable websites to comply with COPPA, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. From that time, we have been a staple for consulting and certification of companies' compliance with this federal law. In 2004, we became a safe harbor with the Federal Trade Commission, so we are authorized to certify compliance, and it's recognized by the enforcement agency. And then we embarked also on building the tools that would be necessary for companies to actually comply with the law, tools around identity management, which is why we're in the space we are now with this NIST program. I've been following the identity ecosystem for many years, and a number of years back saw that the government was going to start making some moves. This was before NSTIC was created. When the grants were announced last year, the first set of opportunities, a number of people knocked on our door and said, hey, did you hear? You need to make sure that you apply.
Privo was a finalist for the first round of awards last year, but didn't make the cut. This year, Talo and her crew dug deeper. They found over 50 relying parties willing to participate. They also found some larger technology partners.
And then we have others, like I live in the state of Virginia, our companies in the state of Virginia, so the DMV of Virginia and AMVA, the association that supports them. We have folks like the New York Institute of Teaching that are going to help us on the school front. We just brought more muscle this go-round. The other thing that's happened is the law, COPPA, went through a major review, and in December of this past year, it really hit the mainstream. The COPPA 2.0, as people will call it, really brought mobile in, all the third-party advertising networks in, all the social sharing. It added pictures, video, audio as PII. So behavioral advertising and tracking that used to be done against, what someone might say is an anonymous IP address in the world of kids is not. If you use it for behavioral tracking, you've got to get the parents engaged. So the law really got a lot tighter. Companies started screaming a little louder. Folks started saying, we need solutions. And I think it's the right opportunity at the right time. The parents are inundated. They're overwhelmed. They don't exactly understand what's going on. So there's a big opportunity for education here and for kids to sort of drag their parents into the identity ecosystem and let them get some good lessons in the name of protecting their children.
Privo was awarded $1.6 million for the first year of the pilot. If the company meets its milestones, it'll get about the same amount for year two. Talo says they'll start by establishing a Miners Trust Framework, or MTF.
It'll create an online identity trust model compliant with COPPA and the new rule update, and then other nuances around children transactions on the Internet, just the fact that they're minors. There are things that need to be taken into consideration for the framework. We'll certify a diverse set of identity providers that are compliant with the model as stipulated by a certain level of assurance. We're going to establish secure and privacy-enhancing identity credentials that actually bind children to their parents so that they can be used within our global kid network, and foster adoption by a broad array of identity ecosystem participants to help advance the initiative. So the Miners Trust Framework is a policy framework, and that will be delivered ultimately at the end of the first year in such a way that others will be able to use that framework. In the meantime, Privo will also be developing a set of tools for all of those parties. We are going to create a children's identity and parental consent management platform, the Parents Hub, that supports the global Kid ID network. And that's going to allow parents to easily permission their child to access MTF-approved online services and applications. It's going to eliminate the need for multiple username and passwords across these different sites that the kids traverse and their parents, and not to mention the mobile devices they're using. and prevent the, you know, sort of correlation and linking and tracking of child data across the internet, but still enabling business to do what it needs to do, which is communicate its products and services and engage in an interactive way with all demographics, including young children.
Talo says her work is crucial. Privo found a problem to solve because anyone should have an expectation of control over their information and some semblance of privacy. She says there's value in providing that solution.
We told them we would deliver by the end of the second year a minimum of 10 million children that have been protected and enabled by the Kid Identity Network that we're working on. And with that, that we would also bring many hundreds of relying parties in that would be part of that network. So I would expect us to have set a standard to be able to claim that position and to be in a different place where people aren't complaining about how they can't comply with COPPA, but rather they're looking to just make it more efficient and better and smoother, and then how can we also advance to the bigger identity ecosystem. You know, every kid comes with a parent. Some of these parents have to be verified at a high enough level. The government might say at least level 2 assurance. And there's lots of other opportunities to work with other frameworks and to allow what we're producing to really seed the identity ecosystem from the kids up. They grow up as well. So I think that we have a lot of opportunity in front of us if we get this right. This is a protected demographic that we have a lot of experience with, and I think that we're going to show folks that we were the right company and organization to do something in this very particular space. We just really appreciate the opportunity, and we think we're going to make everybody proud. We plan to be the darling of the pilots.
Denise Talo is CEO of Privo, one of 5 NSTIC award winners for 2013. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.